Welcome to AUSA's Army Matters podcast. This is Family Voices with Patty Barron. It is my pleasure to have as our guest today, Michael St. Germain. Michael is a programs manager for Grow with Google, focusing on veterans and military families. And he is an UH-60 medevac pilot in the U.S. Army Reserve, HUA. Michael attended Johns Hopkins University for International Studies and attended the JHU School for Advanced International Studies in D.C., where he now serves on the Board of Advisors. Welcome to the show, Michael.
Thanks so much for having me today, Patty. I'm really excited to be here.
Awesome. I think it's going to be a great conversation. Before we delve into Grow with Google, how does a student of international studies and an UH-60 medevac pilot find himself at Google?
Thanks for the question. So growing up, my parents always taught me the importance of giving back, and I really enjoyed the community service and outdoors components of being in the Boy Scouts. It was a natural progression, therefore, to join ROTC on a four-year scholarship when I got to college. When I was a senior in college, I listed my branch preferences, as most ROTC cadets do in their senior year, and I thought about what I wanted to do. I prioritized doing something where I always knew I would be helping people day to day. But at the time, the Army was downsizing and they wouldn't take ADSOs, or active duty service obligations, for aviation, but the reserves would guarantee aviation slots. So because of an internship at Google I had done the previous summer, I was able to take a full-time role at Google and the aviation slot in the Army Reserve.
Well, that's a great story, and really congratulations on the Boy Scout part of it as well as ROTC. I have an Eagle Scout in my family. We're very proud of him. And like many Eagle Scouts, he finished his project about 2 weeks before he turned 18. So that's the way to do it. And certainly ROTC at Johns Hopkins, that's pretty amazing. And it's a great example of going into the reserves and working for Google, of keeping your options open, which leads me into my first question. How does Grow with Google approach supporting transitioning service members, veterans, and military spouses?
For sure. So let me start telling you a little bit about Grow with Google. Grow with Google is an initiative that our CEO launched in 2017 to create economic opportunities for all Americans. We do this by helping people across the U.S. grow their skills, careers, and businesses through free tools, trainings, and events. It is important to us that the opportunities created by technology are available for everyone, regardless of where they live or who they are. Over the past year and a half, one key group that we've been focusing on are veterans, transitioning military personnel, and military spouses. But we also know there are a lot of great partners and organizations operating in this space. So we've always operated within the framework of being additive and complementary to existing programming. We didn't want to reinvent the wheel.
I think Grow with Google is an amazing tool. I've had the pleasure of going online and checking it out, all of the resources that are there, all of the courses that are available for budding entrepreneurs to take. It's really fascinating. And it warms my heart as a military spouse, as a mother of a military spouse, and having so many friends in this space, that a company like Google would take an interest in our community. It's just really amazing. So can you tell us a little bit about how you are working with military spouses and soldiers?
Absolutely. So as we started this work, we really thought about the challenges facing transitioning service members, veterans, and military spouses, and looked through the lens of what Google can uniquely do to support them. For soldiers and veterans, we've begun by looking at ways that our products and programs can support spouses in reskilling, finding, and servicing remote work opportunities, and supporting entrepreneurial endeavors. For service members, we wanted to make sure that they had the tools they needed to transition successfully back to civilian life. And for spouses, we wanted to help them start and grow careers that could move with them in spite of the mobile military lifestyle. So here's a fun fact for you. We know that 1 in 2 people look for and apply for jobs online. So we wanted to harness what we do in that area and make it more tailored for transitioning service members, veterans, and military spouses. So we launched the MOS Translator, which isn't the whole solution, but helps service members and vets see where the skills they honed in military might fit in the civilian job market. For spouses, we've launched Remote Work Search, so they can surface and filter jobs that move with them. We also offer support to business owners. In May, we launched a military spouse curriculum on our Primer app, which is a free mobile app that offers quick, easy-to-understand lessons to help business owners and individuals grow skills and reach their goals. And we launched an attribute on Google My Business so that veteran-led businesses can identify themselves on Google Maps and search.
That's fantastic. So many tools and resources in one place. And it's a place that we all go to. I mean, what day doesn't go by that you don't at least Google something? And so how are you garnering insights about military spouses when you think about solutions to help them in long-term fulfilling career paths? It sounds like you're really looking at that very closely.
For sure. As I briefly mentioned earlier, it's really important to us that we're being additive and complementary to other organizations working in this space, much like AUSA and others. So we spend a lot of time and energy thinking about and working through where we can support effectively. Because white space or gaps are important to us, we wanted to delve more deeply into the barriers and solutions for military spouse economic opportunity. This summer, together with the Google.org grant and Hiring Our Heroes, we kicked off a research study funded by Google.org to find solutions for military spouses in the underemployment, upskilling, reskilling, small business, and entrepreneurship space. We hope this research will not only add to the existing knowledge base, but give tangible recommendations to companies like ours, military spouses, policymakers, and employers, so that we can together lower barriers and embrace the challenge of bettering economic opportunity for military spouses. We just wrapped up the survey, actually, so look out for results this spring.
Great. So it looks like in spring of 2020, we'll be able to get some results or a report from this survey. I know that AUSA will be very interested not only in reading it, but in putting the message out about the survey results and not only what employers can learn from it, but also what military spouses and veterans can learn from it as well. So definitely count us in as a megaphone for you all and for the survey, because it sounds really terrific. Can you tell us where you think you are currently making the most impact?
You know, we are pushing ahead on all fronts right now, but something I'm really proud of is the work we're doing to support veteran-owned and led businesses. We just wrapped up a really successful National Veteran Small Business Week 2 weeks ago, where we trained thousands of veteran-led businesses on optimizing and growing their businesses using Google's free tools and products. We also launched an online hub for all of our small business tools, which you can find at grow.google/veteran-led. One of the best parts for me is someone who served and the son of a small business owner is getting to know these veteran small business owners. It's great to see how people have leveraged their military experience to launch incredible businesses across the country. You can search #GrowWithGoogle or #ChallengePoint on Instagram, LinkedIn, and Facebook to see some of the businesses we've been celebrating around the country.
You know, one of the things that I've been very impressed with has been the growth of entrepreneurship among military spouses. In my generation of military spousedom, if you will, we kind of just did what needed to be done at home. And when we wanted to work outside the home, it was so difficult that sometimes we would just give up. And there are many spouses of my generation that didn't give up and really led the way for a working military spouse. In today's generation of military spouses, it's not a nice thing to be able to do. It's almost I must be able to do this, because we do have two income families as the norm in our civilian life. Why not two income families within our military life? It's just so incredibly important. And I'm wondering, you've seen certainly in the veteran space budding entrepreneurship. Are you seeing that as well in the spouses that you encounter?
I definitely think so. I think one positive benefit or externality of the internet revolution has really been ability to reach more customers online and a lot of opportunities for direct business owner to consumer relationships. I spend a lot of time looking at veteran small businesses and military spouse small businesses, like Instagram posts and social following online, to see what's working and what's not, and where veterans and military spouses need assistance growing their business. And there's not a day I don't pass, it seems like, a new spouse-led business in Fayetteville or in San Diego or wherever around the country.
I agree. I would love to see someone track some of these businesses for the next 10 years. Maybe that's something that you all will be doing with Grow with Google or at Google. And the reason I say that is, I love what you said, to see what's working, what's not, how social media is impacting the business, how we're really just changing. E-commerce is changing the way we do business and how we get our goods. And I'd love to think that veterans and military spouses are really at the forefront of this, because they have to be, because it's so important for them to be able to move with their businesses and keep that income coming in. And it's just very exciting, and exciting that you guys are doing that. So just a little planting of a seed for maybe some additional surveys or research. Sometimes military spouses and veterans are interested in changing jobs or pursuing additional training to give themselves greater opportunities. Can you tell us about your CERT program and what you hope to achieve with that?
Absolutely. The IT CERT is a program that Google created on Coursera to allow people with no prior IT experience to go from novice to career ready in IT support in under 6 months, sometimes even faster. In our own experience at Google, we realized that IT didn't require a degree for people to be successful, and it's a growing, decent paying job. There are 215,000 open IT jobs throughout the U.S., and those jobs have a median range of more than 50K. We've worked with a network of partners to offer scholarships for our CERT programs, including the USO, to make them accessible to transitioning service members, veterans, and military spouses. Of course, for a credential to succeed, it needs to be recognized by employers. We've partnered with over 20 of them, including some of America's largest: Walmart, Bank of America, Sprint, Home Depot, GE, just to name a few, who've agreed to acknowledge the certificate as a valid standalone certificate for any of their IT jobs.
Wow. How does that work? I know you said it's a program that's open to military spouses and veterans. How do they apply? How long does it take? Is there a test at the end? How does that work?
Absolutely. So the IT CERT is actually a program that Google created in-house to train our own people who are working in IT. 6 months is based on 10 hours a week for 6 months. There's tests throughout the course of it. If people are interested in the Google IT support certificate, they should go to grow.google/IT cert. Basically, it's based on spending 10 hours a week going through the courses on Coursera. There's check on learnings along the way, then a test at the end. And so with no prior IT experience, by completing this course, you'll go from novice to career ready in IT support and be prepared to work at some of America's largest corporations. If you happen to know any corporations that are interested in hiring more military spouses or service members into IT roles, more than willing to have them join the hiring consortium.
That's fantastic. I mean, that really is a wonderful resource and an opportunity for many military spouses that maybe had never considered IT work. But here you are providing an opportunity to not only learn, but grow with it and get employed in a job that's medium salary is, you know, 50K. That's fantastic. Unfortunately, we're almost out of time, Michael. You have been a great guest with lots of great information. Do you have any last thoughts?
Just that. Thank you so much for having me, Patty. Thank you for everything that you and everyone at the AUSA does. As a soldier, I'm really thankful for your support for soldiers, veterans, and families. And I can tell you that Grow with Google is also proud to support this community.
I can feel that. Grow with Google has won one of the wonderful blessings of 2019, in my opinion. It really only has to go further and further in supporting military spouses with the talent that is at Google, such as you, Michael, and others. It's going to be a wonderful program to watch and to support. So thank you very much for being on the show. Friends, we've come to the end of our podcast episode. To all our listeners, thank you for joining us, and keep it locked here for All Army Matters and for next week's episode featuring Army thought leaders. I am Patty Barron with Family Voices. And as always, family strong, Army strong.